This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Senior Taliban leaders met with former Afghan President Hamid Karzai and top official Abdullah Abdullah in the capital, Kabul, on Wednesday. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The Taliban pledged to form an inclusive Islamic government, and today they released a photograph of a delegation meeting with former President Hamid Karzai, along with the head of Afghanistan's National Reconciliation Council. The chief of Britain's defense staff, General Sir Nick Carter, says he sees a change.
They recognize that over the course of the last 20 years, Afghanistan has evolved.
Carter says they are keeping the streets of the capital safe and calm, but it was a different scene in the eastern city of Jalalabad, where protesters took down the white Taliban flag and raised the black, red, and green national flag. That drew a harsh response from Taliban on the scene, firing into the air and beating the protesters with sticks. Local health officials said at least one person was killed and six wounded. I'm Ben Thomas.
Afghanistan's ambassador to Tajikistan has accused former Afghan President Ashraf Ghani of stealing millions of dollars in state funds and has called on international police to arrest him. Ghani fled Afghanistan on Sunday just as the Taliban approached Kabul, and his whereabouts remained unknown until Wednesday when the United Arab Emirates said it has accepted him and his family on humanitarian considerations. Ambassador Mohammed Zahir Akbar told a news conference Wednesday that Ghani stole $169 million from the state coffers and called his flight a betrayal of the state and of the nation. Akbar also promised to file a request to Interpol to arrest Ghani. The ambassador did not elaborate or explain his claim further. Ghani has denied the charges. Find more at our website,